As we've been hearing today, Democrat Jared Golden became the first candidate to unseat an incumbent from Maine's 2nd Congressional District in more than a century today. He was named the winner of the nation's first ranked choice voting runoff for a congressional contest. Golden defeated Republican Bruce Poliquin after counting under Maine's landmark election law. As Steve Missler reports, the results capped a white-knuckle race marked by big spending, a brutal campaign, and yet another legal test for ranked choice.
Campaigns and outside groups spent over $20 million on the congressional seat that now belongs to the 36-year-old Golden, state legislator and combat veteran who served in the U.S. Marines. The money reflected the high stakes for national Democrats, who now have firm command of the U.S. House of Representatives for the first time in 8 years. But in contrast to all the drama and national attention surrounding Maine's ranked choice voting law, Secretary of State Matt Dunlap's historic runoff announcement was understated.
So, what we see in round two is that Democrat Jared Golden has 50.53% of the vote, and Congressman Poliquin has 49.47% of the vote. So it looks like Jared Golden is the apparent winner of the ranked choice.
That single woot from a woman observing the count was the most expressive reaction of the afternoon. And Golden himself remained low-key, at least publicly. As he addressed a forest of television cameras at an office near the state capitol, he used the same self-effacing demeanor that became a hallmark of his public appearances, in a stark contrast to the flood of breathless television ads that swamped 2nd District voters beginning in August. He thanked his campaign team and his wife, Isabel, then shifted to his priorities in Congress, where he will join a diverse and young class of Democratic freshmen.
I believe in our campaign we've gotten back to the Democratic Party's roots. Our movement and our party is about working people. It's about health care, higher wages, and Social Security. It's about the promises we've made to the working people in this country, promises I intend to keep.
Golden also vowed not to fall into the trap of other House members whose focus on the next election often begins before they're sworn into office.
I'm not playing that game. I'm not going to be a part-time congressman. I'm going to hold town halls, not just fundraisers. And I won't be calling lobbyists and corporate PACs to dial for dollars or to trade my votes for their contribution.
Golden's margin of victory was just one percentage point, or about 3,000 votes. And it was made possible by Maine's ranked choice voting, a system that allows voters to rank candidates in order of preference. In this case, Golden was the beneficiary of second and third place rankings from voters who picked independents Tiffany Bond or Will Hoare as their first choice on Election Day. Thursday's runoff was the first to determine the outcome of a federal race and became the focus of a legal challenge filed by Poliquin earlier in the week when he declared that it violates the U.S. Constitution. He restated that claim during a video message from his congressional office on Thursday.
On Election Day last Tuesday, I won the constitutional one-person, one-vote election by more than 1,500 votes. More people cast their ballots for me than for any of my three opponents. I won the election fair and square. The election should be over.
And it would have been over under Maine's traditional plurality system, in which the candidate with the most votes wins. But ranked choice requires a candidate to get more than 50% of the vote to be declared the outright winner. Short of that, the instant runoff system comes into play. Poliquin's legal team sought to halt that runoff by seeking a temporary restraining order on Wednesday, just as state election officials were finalizing the painstaking process of gathering and scanning ballots from the largest congressional district east of the Mississippi. Legal scholars were skeptical of Poliquin's challenge, and apparently so was U.S. District Court Judge Lance Walker. Not only did Walker deny Poliquin's restraining order, his 16-page ruling disassembled several of the Republicans' key claims about ranked choice. Poliquin, who was in Washington during the runoff, was not made available for interviews. And in a written statement, he did not address Walker's restraining order ruling, only that he planned to continue a legal challenge to what he called the constitutional concerns about the ranked vote algorithm. Golden, meanwhile, largely stuck to the script that made him competitive in a district that President Donald Trump won decisively 2 years ago. Asked if he planned to support Democrats' attempts to investigate the president and his administration, he said it wasn't a priority.
I think all leaders need to be held accountable, and that includes every single leader that we have in this country. But beyond that, not my top focus.
And like other freshman Democrats who attempted to thwart a key Republican attack line, he vowed to honor his campaign pledge to vote against California Democrat Nancy Pelosi for House Speaker and from the House floor if necessary.
With all due respect to the hard work she's done through many years, I believe it's time for new leaders in this country.
Asked who he might support instead of Pelosi, Golden mentioned a fellow combat veteran, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton. Moulton hasn't said if he's challenging Pelosi, but he is waging a campaign to block her from becoming speaker. And if he does enter the race, he'll apparently have the backing of Golden, who Moulton endorsed almost exactly 1 year ago. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.